ninety, ninety, and a ha-cha-cha. Hi, diddle-diddle, my baby's okay. Hey, ask me a riddle. What did he say? Fit as a fiddle and ready for love. With hi, diddle-diddle, I'm fit as a fiddle, I'm ready.
Yes, I'm ready for
love. Ready for love.
All four of you? Is that allowed? That was amazing.
Well, the church bells are ringing.
Oh, yeah. Can I marry all four of you and then get you to sing at the wedding for free? Is that allowed? That was Heysha Vandeling, who's on the bass, and Ashley Port, who's the lead, and Ansley Fraser, who's a baritone, and Kylie Shanley, who is tenor. How did you guys meet each other?
Through our chorus.
Wow.
Actually.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right. Yes.
So I know Ainsley lives in Hobart now, but we...
I felt like that was a little bit passive-aggressive. Like, she lives in Hobart now.
Now.
Yes.
Why did she move?
And you might never forgive me.
I'm still deciding. It makes rehearsing very difficult.
Yes.
When one of your members lives in another state.
Yeah. So where are you three at the moment?
So we're all from Sydney. We sing with a chorus called Northern Beaches Chorus.
Oh.
And Ainsley used to sing with Northern Beaches Chorus as well. And that's how we all met, through the chorus.
What's the best way to have a long-distance relationship with your, you know? What do you sing, Ainsley? You sing
I'm the baritone.
Yeah, how do you have a long-distance relationship with your baritone?
Well, we fly her up every now and then. We have intensive...
This is expensive.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's an expensive hobby.
Yes. It can be. So we fly her up and we have... we just make sure that we work really hard when she's here.
Mm.
And we use Skype a lot as well. So she will listen to our rehearsal with the three of us.
Mm-hmm.
We record a lot so that she can sing along with the recordings as well.
So beautiful. You guys were so perfectly in tune. I'm noticing that you've got green medals on. Why do you have green medals on? Tell us what just happened and why you're wearing them.
Well, we've all come to Hobart to join with our other sisters in Sweet Adelines in our annual convention. We every year have a convention where all our choruses and quartets from around Australia join together to create music and harmony and compete as well and show off our skills. And we're very lucky this year, after many years of working very hard at our art form, and received our fourth place medal in the quartet competition.
Wow, congratulations.
And we were even luckier.
I think we're
thinking ahead, because we have more. The chorus is we're competing
as well.
There's
so many medals, who can remember?
She has so many medals around her neck, she's getting them mixed up. So the quartet got fifth. Your chorus got...
And Northern Beaches Chorus came fourth overall as well.
Yes.
Wow. And you're the original Northern Beaches before she betrayed you and moved to Hobart.
Yes.
And your quartet, that's lovely. And how many people were at the convention?
Oh, this year, I think we were talking about it earlier.
We had 700 people attending this convention. From women all around Australia. It sometimes goes up to nearly 1,000 because the choruses range from between 20 members up to 100 or over 100 members.
Wow.
And, we prepare for those.
There's about 1,400 members of Sweet Adelines in Australia.
Yeah.
And 33 choruses, over 40 quartets, and so once a year they have a competition, annual competition, where we all come together. We have international judges that judge.
Wow.
And we strut our stuff on the stage and do our absolute best and show everyone what we can do and what we've been working on for the past 12 months.
Yeah, because it is a lot of work, actually. You wouldn't think it, but usually for a competition package, when you perform, you put on two songs, usually.
Mm.
And it only goes for about 6 minutes, but you spend 12 months trying to perfect this art form of barbershop. It's a very particular artistic style.
Mm.
And so a lot of work goes into two songs for six minutes on stage.
Talk about playing repeat on Spotify. Do you on repeat on Spotify? My goodness.
Yeah.
Also, I'm one of those people that gets very easily distracted. So how do you guys manage to keep... Give us a tip. If I wanted to go do barbershop, right, what would... How would I stay focused on my harmony, on my line, and not, you know, get sidetracked by all the other lovely women in the room?
A baritone should probably answer that.
Okay, thank you, Ainsley.
There's something special that happens when you sing a cappella, and this is a cappella. It's when you sink in with the voices around you, it's like everything else in the world disappears. For me, anyway, that's what happens. It's almost like your heart beats become synced up, your emotions sync up, and everything else in the world stops for me. That's why I love to sing this style. So I don't know if it's the same for you guys.
Making me tear up over here. Yes.
But you become beautiful. You kept her in the group. Yeah. She's lovely.
She's pretty amazing.
That's why we were very upset when she moved to Hobart.
Has such an amazing chorus as well. Hobart Harmony is such a beautiful chorus. So, you know, they're looking after me.
Oh, they sure are.
They're a wonderful chorus.
Yeah, so your tip, Ainsley, is to just... synchronize to the beat of your heart. That's not very technical.
Yeah, I think it's about listening as much as it is about making a sound. It's about listening to the combination. And I think with four-part harmony, the end result ends up more than the sum of its component parts. It becomes something that transcends just the four voices. Where the aim is to ring the chords so that you get harmonics on top. So there becomes like a ghostly fifth note that nobody in the room is singing, but when you're doing it right, it happens.
Yeah.
And that's the goal of the technique of barbershop.
That's magic.
Yeah, it is when it works. Yeah.
It's definitely
what we're working towards.
Wow.
One thing I love about this organisation, though, is the great opportunity for education and learning.
Absolutely.
We have some amazing women here in Australia with amazing talent, and also overseas. We quite often get coaches that come out that travel around Australia and coach all the quartets and coach all the choruses. And there's just so much support and love and education. And so you were asking about how do you hold your harmony, but there is... there's a lot of training. There's help anywhere that you want help in regards to how do I do this? How do I sing that? I'm not sure how to do this high note properly. And the coaches that come out and help you match your vowels and tone your diphthongs and, you know, help with the music plan and everything like that.
And it's the vocal production.
The vocal production is... you know, we have women in this organisation that are all levels of experience.
All ages.
We have brilliant musicians. We have people that sing in the shower. Yeah. And,
who can't read music?
Who can't
read
music?
But love singing.
It's not essential to read music. No. We always start with the premise that everybody can sing and come along and then join and then find your voice, because we'll be able to create something there for you. Yeah. There's a space for everyone there.
Yeah. Speaking of voices, now you mentioned that about 700 people came down to Tasmania. Did all of the 700 women, including yourself, achieve that magical fifth?
There were quite a few overtones going on in
there
that hall.
How did it feel singing with 700 women?
Incredible experience.
It is.
Yeah. And I have to admit that I always cry whenever we do a mass sing. So that's when everybody who's there sings the song together, which we do at the end of every competition day. Yep. And there's also some time set aside for just anyone who's come down to convention to sing songs together. Mm. And it's so magical.
It is.
I can't help it. I just tear up and I need to finish the song, but I can't.
Actually, one of my best experiences for this competition, at the end of the quartet competition, they got all the quartets on stage and we do a mass song. So all the quartets get up and sing one song. And this year, our song is our new anthem, I Am Woman.
Oh, my God. Can I hear that? Can you do that? Oh, no, no. Okay.
I think as a mass chorus, yeah. It was just absolutely brilliant being in that hall with over 100 women singing this anthem of a song.
I think it's just such a reflection of the organisation as a whole.
Yeah.
Sweet Adeline's Australia, Sweet Adeline's International. It's that I've never met a more supportive group of women in my life who all they want to do is to lift you up. Like, that's what this organisation is about. And it's such an amazing thing to be a part of.
We're competing against each other, but we're rooting for each other.
Yeah.
So, you know, the director of your competitor will come and visit your chorus and give you all of their best secrets to help you, you know, score better. And then they'll compete against you and give you a hug afterwards. So it's a bit strange, really. I was surprised that it's competitive, and I thought I wouldn't like the competitive edge to it.
Mm.
But it's not that kind of competition. It's more of a supportive environment where everybody wants you to be the best that you can be.
Yes.
Yeah. And we share the stage, you know, with girls who are in their teens and ladies who are in their 90s and full generations in one chorus. So, you know, it really brings women together.
How long has the Sweet Adeline, like, been a thing? When was it founded?
In Australia, it's been around for 30 years now. As a matter of fact, it's our celebration, our Perler celebration.
Congratulations. We're very excited about that too.
It's 1 year of full celebration for us. Is really, as far as the world is concerned, you put me on the spot as exactly, but it's from before in the 40s and 50s.
Yeah.
It started obviously with men's barbershop because that was around a lot longer, but there was a group of women who saw their men going out and they said, well, we can do that as well.
They actually say that men invented barbershop, but it was perfected by women.
Absolutely.
Yeah.